This meeting of the Stanislaus County Board of Supervisors will now come to order. Please rise for a salute to our nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We will begin today's meeting with some employee service awards. We will start with the Community Service Agency.
Good morning. We're very pleased we have three outstanding people to recognize today. I believe the first one on your list is Judy Presley. And Judy began her career with us on July 9th, 1979 as a typist clerk. And from listening to many people in our agency, that is the place to start because you get to go up from there. So in the years to come, Judy always looked for opportunities to promote, and she promoted in 1980 to Eligibility Worker 1. In 1987, she accepted the position of Employment Coordinator 2, and in January of 1990, Eligibility Supervisor, and then was most recently sent to be an Employment Coordinator Supervisor. She currently is supervising a unit for us in our CalWORKs Welfare to Work unit, and she's a supervisor as she is a great mentor, coach, and leader for her unit as well as for the agency. She's also been a member of NEW, which is our National Eligibility Workers Association, for many years. Judy is the mother of 7 children, 18 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren, and she's been commended for her work as a trainer in our agency and in the county for equal opportunity training of fellow employees. She has a very cheerful disposition. She's honest. She has a very natural approach with both coworkers and with customers. She knows her stuff inside and out, which is wonderful. A very good resource. She has a wonderful sense of humor and has kept us laughing for the past 30 years. She always embraces changes in technology, which is something we all have to do in the workplace. And her community involvement includes attending softball, football games, and many other activities that her children and grandchildren participate in. One of the stories they shared with me that she's seen many changes here in her years at CSA, and one of her early adventures was we used to have teams of general assistance clients that we took out into the field to do work, like work crews. And she would have to get up at 4:30 in the morning to take that group out to work at whatever their assignment was. And one time she got one of the county cars that had no gas. So she got to come back and complain to her coworker that left her stranded, so she had to figure out enough money to get back in the van with all of her customers back to the agency. She was so mad that I understand that to this day, she still reminds that person every time she passes them in the hall that they left her stranded. So I want to congratulate Judy on her 30 years of service and thank her for her dedication.
Good morning, Judy. It's a pleasure for me to present you with this plaque commemorating 30 years with the county. We don't have very many people to make it to that time, so I assume you have about another 30 more years to go with county service.
39 days.
County. 39 days. So I bet you've seen a lot of changes in the community services district. They mentioned the technology, but we've changed sites and got a whole new building, and the programs change, and you've probably seen a whole lot of changes. Well, it's a pleasure for me to present this to you. Let me get a picture of it from Mr. Jones, and I'll give you a few words you can say.
I just want to say thank you. It's been a real pleasure working for the county. I've had some real wonderful times. I'm really proud to be part of an agency that has always looked to for going forward and being one of the first ones to implement all of the changes that take place. A lot of times it kicks us in the rear end when we have to go back because they decided it didn't work. But it's really been a pleasure working for the county.
Okay, thank you for your service to Stanislaus County.
Thank you.
Present you with this. Okay, thank you.
The next person we want to honor is Debbie Hebert, and Debbie was one of the first people I met when I came here. She started here with Community Services Agency in 1979 as a typist clerk, again, that entry-level position. soon moved into the position of eligibility worker, and in November of 2000, Debbie accepted her family services job as a family services specialist and continues to work in this position. Debbie's very active in union activities and has been very active for many years in the Ask Me Local 10. She served on a variety of committees in that role. She's also served as the union steward and has worked with many staff representing them in meetings, hearings, and investigations. Debbie is an advocate for her customers as well as her staff, and she believes in her customers and is always looking for ways to help them. She has a very down-to-earth, practical approach to matters and makes professional decisions based on facts and common sense. She tells it like it is, and I've had that experience myself since she's a union steward. She has a very positive attitude and lives each day to the fullest. Debbie is very dedicated to her job and to the welfare and well-being of county employees and has a strong sense of justice and fair play. Among the things that Debbie has achieved is a certificate for excellence in innovation from the Public Works Department, Human Resource Team, and a Distinguished Service Award from CSA for participation in the Community Resource Fair. Debbie has touched many lives in her years of service, 30 years at CSA. She is respected and trusted by her peers and her customers as well. We would really like to thank Debbie for her dedication to the agency and 30 years of service.
Hi, good morning. It's a pleasure for me to present this to you for 30 years of dedicated service to the county. You're a union steward. I didn't know that there. So tell it the way you see it. That's the way I've always been. It's the way I live my life, too. So I like to see somebody else who's the same way. So I bet you've seen a lot of changes through the agency in the years. And as it continues and technology changes, program changes, and you kind of adapt to it. Would you like to say a few words for 30 years of service?
I decided I'd give the CEO's office a present, and for the first time and probably the last time, I have nothing to say.
I've never been in that position. So congratulations for 30 years of dedicated service.
Picture.
And our next person is Leanne, who has been with us for 25 years. Leanne started with us in 1984 as an eligibility worker, moved her way up in the ranks through eligibility workers positions up to a 2 and a 3, and then became a social worker in 1994. And in 1995 became a social worker 4, which is our highest rank in our agency. In 2000, she joined our Building Successful Tomorrows team, or what we call our best team in welfare to work in our StandWorks program. And that's a multidisciplinary team that works with clients who need extra help in reducing barriers through home visits, counseling, advocacy, and transportation, the people with the hardest barriers to employment. So she works with people in our StandWorks area. Leanne is very well known for providing cultural awareness and refugee awareness through regional training and through various trainings within the community and the county. She interprets Laotian for customers and administers and certifies new Laotian interpreters for the entire county. She's had outstanding work with Child Protective Services and Prevention Services, both in Healthy Start and Focus, which is a juvenile court program. And she's the founder of the Community Center, The Bridge Program. She volunteers at The Haven, the Westside Coalition, the Parent Resource Center, King Kennedy Center, and many others. She's also served on the MSW Advisory Board for California State University Stanislaus, and has received a certificate from the City of Modesto for outstanding and exemplary performance in the area of citizen involvement. So we're very proud for Leanne to get her 25-year certificate.
Morning, Leanne. And I have a, just come over here a little bit. Get in. I think David always likes to take a picture. So, 25 years of service. The building that you work in used to be a peach orchard, and I used to farm that for Procter & Gamble before that building was built. So I've seen a lot of changes there, too. In fact, even after the building was built, before the warehouses were built, I farmed that for many years, too. So, it sounds like you do a lot of volunteer work, too, and so that's good for people to do that. You volunteer your time and make this place a community a better place. So how about saying a few words for 25 years of service? I'll give you the mic.
25 years old, you see a lot already. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, congratulations. We hope you have another 25 more. Okay, we have some representative from the Sheriff's Department.
Morning, Chairman DeMartini, members of the board, Mr. Robinson, Mr. Doring, Bill Hine, your undersheriff. I am very proud today to be here to acknowledge Vicki Maldonado for 25 years of service to the citizens of Stanislaus County, in particular to the Sheriff's Department. Vicki was hired as a clerk typist 2 in August of 1984, assigned to our records unit. She then transferred to our detective division in 1987. Where I first had an opportunity to work with her. And then she promoted to clerk typist 2 in 1988 and transferred over to our crime analysis unit, promoted to secretary in 1990, then to an administrative secretary in 95, a confidential assistant in 1998, and then was assigned to our adult detention division in 2005, where she currently is working and is the assistant to our captain, Bill Duncan. And just a note on that, Bill Duncan, if you're not aware, came to us from the Department of Corrections with over 30 years experience there. But what he lacked was the institutional knowledge about the Sheriff's Department. And Vicki's really played a vital role in maintaining the consistency within that division as Bill has come in and tried to take us to the next level in our adult detective division, and has done a great job in doing that. I also want to acknowledge former Sheriff Les Weidman, who Vicki worked for a period of time, is here today. Thank you for taking time out of his busy schedule, along with his wife, Linda, as well. And she also was assistant to Richard Brashears, assistant sheriff for our department for many years. Some of the things that Vicki has done throughout her career. She's been an active member of Leadership Modesto, recently completed service as a chair for Juvenile Justice Delinquency Prevention Commission for the County Probation Department, current vice president of the Latino Community Roundtable Organization, Stephen Minister for Our Lady Assumption Parish, Sheriff's Department liaison to the Hispanic community and the media for us, current secretary for the Police Activities League and has been a member there since 1997. In 2006, she was the recipient of the Outstanding Latino of the Year Award from the Latino Community Roundtable. She was featured in El Sol newspaper article Hispanic Pride in 2001. She sponsors and contributes food and Christmas gifts annually in the Posada celebration in the city of Turlock to neighborhoods in the west side. She has a BA in Liberal Studies from CSU Stanislaus. A very dedicated daughter, sister to 4 brothers and 1 sister, mother to 3 lovely girls, and something that I find very hard to believe, she's a grandmother to 8. I give to you Vicki Maldonado.
Good morning, Vicki. It's a pleasure for me to present this to you. I'm going to have David take a picture of it. Even if that looks like a camera. So, I know that you've been very active in the community, and I remember when you got the award from the Latino Community Roundtable, their organization that I belong to. So I bet you've seen a lot of changes in the Sheriff's Department, and you know, from and 25 years ago, they were probably downtown, and they started there. So we've got a whole new facility now, new offices, new jail. So you've seen a lot of changes through the years.
Thank you. Good morning, Chairman DeMartini and Board of Supervisors. First and foremost, I thank God for allowing me to enjoy great health and for enabling me to continue to work and serve this wonderful community in the County of Stanislaus. It is truly an honor and a privilege to be here. Briefly, there are some friends here today that I would like to express my sincere thanks and personal gratitude for their loyalty, trust, and confidence in me. They are my long-standing friends, former Sheriff Les Weidman and his lovely wife, Linda, Dale Butler, Maggie Mejia. Each of you has been invaluable in providing me with the finest mentoring, leadership, and genuine friendships throughout the years, and in the growth and development of my career with the Sheriff's Department and community. Also, on a personal note, I'd like to give special thanks to my family and friends who were unable to attend. However, it should be noted that their guidance, direction, support have inspired and motivated me to always give my best. Someone once said it takes the best in each of us to bring out the best in all of us. Thanks to all of you for being here today, for showing your best, for sharing your best, and for wonderful support. I'm richly blessed. Thank you, and thank you to Sheriff Bill Hine for your kind words.
Thank you very much for your service. Strategic Business Technologies.
Good morning. I'm Marcia Cunningham with Strategic Business Technology. And it's my pleasure to be here this morning to honor Bill Vanderveer for his 25 years of service. Bill started with Stanislaus County in 1984 as a systems programmer. Bill has seen the county's information technology go from one end of the spectrum, from a huge mainframe, to the other, distributing computing. Change doesn't seem to faze Bill. He always seems calm, despite his critical role he plays managing the countywide area network. Bill began as a systems programmer for the mainframe, but has continued to become an expert on networking systems and is one of the most professional of our county's senior systems engineers. Bill keeps current with the new technology and has achieved multiple professional certifications in networking and security. Bill has excelled for 30-plus years in one capacity or another in the IT field. Recently, Bill has been instrumental in our successful implementations of voice over IP throughout county departments. It is a pleasure to have Bill as part of our team. He's a dedicated employee. Congratulations and thank you, Bill, for your 25 years of service.
Morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Yeah, I don't think that there's a department in the county that's changed more than SBT. Through the years, from these mainframe computers to what they've got now, I still type with one finger, and I hope that someday that I'll be able to type with two fingers. That is my goal. So, but you have a complicated system there, and the way the county government is, we couldn't get by without the technology that we have today that have revolutionized the way we do things. So anyway, let me present you with this. There's a little picture of it. How about a few words for you?
Sure.
Well, I just want to thank everyone. I want to just say that it's been a pleasure working with the county for this many years. I remember when I first started with the county, users sat in front of what we call dumb terminals. And today, users sit in front of intelligent workstations, and the community accesses the county through stancounty.com over the internet. So things have just really changed dramatically over the years. So I want to thank everyone for the opportunity to at least serve the county of Stanislaus. Thanks.
I'm sure we'll see a lot more changes in the future. So congratulations and thank you for your service to the people of Stanislaus County.
Thank you.
We have Stanislaus Regional 911.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Doring, Mr. Robinson, Lucian Thomas, Director of the Regional Communications Center. I'm here to talk a little bit about Vicki Cooper Connect, who's enjoying 30 years with our department this year. Vicki began her career in Stanislaus County on October 29, 1979, as a CETA employee. Probably not a lot of folks remember that old program back in the 70s. And she was assigned as a Clerk 1. And her duties in the Communications Center were to update maps and the geofiles that we used. and she worked in that assignment until May 8th, 1980, when she was employed as an emergency dispatcher. Talked a lot about technology today. She started back in the day when there was no 911. We didn't have any computers, and the calls came in on a six- or seven-digit line, or an operator would people dial operator, and she'd get the card, write the stuff down, run it to the dispatchers, and they would dispatch off this written card. In fact, Vicki was involved in our current computer system, I guess it is old, and worked on that team to get our current computer system that we use now for dispatching. Vicki went through her training very quickly and was soon answering the emergency call. Short time later, she was dispatching for both law and the fire service. She worked a lot of assignments in our department, communication training officer, which trains new dispatchers and call takers as they come on, the department training coordinator, and tactical dispatcher, to name just a few. She's been involved in many incidents over the years, and she was always one of the first to be requested when the mobile command post required staffing. She's received a lot of commendations over the years, and the constant theme for those commendations is her ability to remain cool and calm during critical incidents. So please join me in congratulating her on 30 years of service.
Well, this is another department that's seen enormous changes in technology through the years. I remember when it first started for 911, it was the time something President Reagan had proposed when he was running for president. So I've been through the system before and seen how the calls come in and how they're dispatched. So. Well, even with the technology we have, our CAD system today even needs to be updated. There's a changing technology for interoperability between the departments is still something we haven't quite achieved. But you've seen a lot of changes, there are more changes coming. If we had a little bit more money, we would have done it already, but it's in the process. So let me get our picture here. I'd like to say a few words to our audience.
I'm used to talking in front of people, but I guess I could do something. I just wanted to say that I wouldn't be here if it wouldn't be for Lucian, who's always backed me up through the entire years I've been working with him. He formerly was my ex-husband's supervisor at the police department before he retired, so we go way back. And Wendy's sitting there. She's one of my kids I trained on Modesto Police and then Sheriff's Office and as a training officer. Now she's my supervisor, so I'm very proud of her. And my brother Ray is over there, and his wife, they've always stood behind me. My friends right next door, they live next door, but they become such good friends, they're part of my family. And then I see Christina and Benny back there with the kids. So I just want to thank you all for coming. And it's been a good 30 years, and hopefully I'll have another 5 maybe, or maybe I'll retire. I don't know. I haven't decided quite yet, so I still have a little left in me to go. And I do love the job. I love working with the officers. They've all been. And the firemen and sheriff's deputies, everybody has been just wonderful. It's been a fun job, which I never thought it would be, and I never thought I'd be standing here today, to be honest with you. So, but I do appreciate everything that county has done for me, too.
Yeah, well, the years go by fast, and you'll see more technology changes in the future.
Well, next year.
So, that must be a stressful job, but I've always heard, because people call kind of in a panic condition, and you have to analyze what they're saying and get the emergency services out to them.
It's like working with your kids, even though I never had any kids. You know, you kind of like take on that maternal. And I hear some of the other dispatchers, when they talk to some officers and it gets stressful, they bring on their motherly voice, is what they call it, and it just immediately calms them right down. So it's wonderful. I know it sounds kind of funny, but it works. And it works for stress in the field. So thanks for a very nice officer safety work day for us.
Okay, so thank you for your service to the people of Stanislaus County.
Thank you.
We will now move to public comment. This is the time in our meeting where members of the audience can speak to the board on any non-agenda item. I don't have any slips filled out. Is there anybody from the audience who would like to address the board on a non-agenda item? Okay, seeing none, we will move to the consent calendar. Does any member of this board wish to pull an item from the consent calendar? Okay, seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move for approval.
Okay, motion's been made to approve the consent calendar by Supervisor Grover and seconded by Supervisor Chiesa. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion's carried 5-0. We will now move to agenda item B6, approval to declare an emergency for problems with our 12th Street building, apparently. I did go out and look at that, and I see the scope of the problem.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Robinson, Mr. Doring, Patty Hill, Thomas of the Executive Office. It's our recommendation to you this morning that your board declare an emergency in accordance with the Public Contracts Code in order to fix the repairs needed at the 12th Street office building. On November 3rd, as a result of a vehicle accident, actually an accident between a vehicle and our building, the building suffered damage to the exterior and some in part to the interior. Just by way of background, our building is jointly owned by the County Retirement Association, and Westlands Development Corporation. Mark is going to show you a couple of pictures of the damage that occurred as a result of the accident that night. Some of these are hard to see because it's dark, but the vehicle actually landed pretty much in the 12th Street side of the facade of the building. The only interior damage that occurred as a result of the accident was the inside of the Oak Valley Bank, which is the tenant on the first floor. We did have a structural engineer come out right away to assess the damage, and he concluded the building is structurally sound, but he documented a concern related to the damage occurring to that brick facade that you just saw and its proximity to the public sidewalk. The Public Contracts Code allows for situations like this to be treated as an emergency for a contractor to be retained. We contacted Acme Construction of Modesto, California. You may recall they were the original contractor that built the building. They also were hired by the bank to do the bank's interior improvements after the bank, prior to the bank occupying. In the case of repair, it is our recommendation that we move quickly, particularly due to the damage on the exterior and the upcoming bad weather. We're recommending that the board declare an emergency in order to proceed with the work without completing a full set of plans and specifications and publicly bidding the project. Our building insurance deductible is $10,000 shared by the parties. Our risk management division has already made a claim with the insured or the driver's insurance. The total of the exterior building repairs will be covered by the county and the association's insurance, and we will keep a total separation between the public improvements that are needed and any work that's done separately by the bank to repair the interior of the bank. It is our recommendation that you proceed today to approve to declare an emergency as a result of this accident in accordance with the Public Contracts Code, that you also approve a recommendation to act in order to make the immediate repairs, followed by a 4/5 vote of your board, which is required by the Public Contract Code. You're required to make a finding that the emergency would not allow for a delay that would result if we stopped, designed the repair, and competitively built the work. I might note here that the code provides a contractor is paid for all of his actual costs, plus not to exceed 15% for his administrative cost and overhead in the situation where there's a repair. And again, we believe in that this contractor that built the building would be most suitable and ready to proceed. And he has confirmed that he is willing to do the work immediately on behalf of the county and the 12th Street Building Association. The next recommendations, the next two, are to delegate to the Chief Executive Office the authority to authorize the repair and take the necessary actions without giving notice for bids to let a contract. And finally, for the Chief Executive Office to report back to you as required by the code every 14 days until the repair is complete. I will add that there was an Association Management Committee meeting yesterday afternoon. As provided in our master agreement between the county, Stan Sarah, and Westlands Development Corporation, also attended by our district attorney, who is a tenant in the building, and all parties recommended proceeding with the recommendations being made to your board this morning. We'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Supervisor Grover.
I have a question of county council. The recommendations as they come from staff, the three recommendations, don't designate a contractor relationship
or letting this project to anyone. But in my personal business, it was mentioned as part of the staff report that the intention is to use Acme Construction. In my personal business, we have a significant and ongoing relationship with Acme Construction. So should I declare a conflict and step down, or is it not part of the
given the fact that it's been described that we would be contracting with Acme Construction, I recommend that you abstain from this particular one.
Okay, I'll do that at this time.
And say, please have the record note that Supervisor Grover has left the dais. Supervisor O'Brien.
Yeah, just one quick clarification. You kind of touched on it a little bit in the staff report, but talking about the insurance company paying, our insurance company paying, they're going to front the money, and we're going after the responsible party for every dime.
Yes, let me be clear about that.
Right.
We already know that the responsible party's property damage limit is $10,000, and so that claim has already been made to cover the deductible. We will actually have an advance from the insurance company. They're willing to do that, the insurance company that insures the building, to pay the repairs. But our risk management division is working on proceeding to recover all of the cost of this, and that matter will likely come back to your board for future consideration.
Thank you.
Further questions to the board?
If they'd be separate motions, or can we do it all in one?
We should be able to do it all at once.
You can do it either way. It does require a 4/5 vote.
I'll make a motion to approve all staff recommendations.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made by Supervisor O'Brien to approve all three staff recommendations and seconded by Supervisor Monteith. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passes 4-0-1.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we have no scheduled matters today. We will move to correspondence.
This board has received the claim as noted on the agenda.
Acknowledge receipt of claim and refer to the Chief Executive Office, Risk Management Division. Are there any Board of Supervisors reports? I would just like to report out that I was the election observer for the county board. And the election went very smoothly, and I saw no problems with it. Everything was orderly, and the votes were counted properly from my observing it. So I think it was about as smooth as the election can go. Anyone else? Legislative and fiscal management report, Mr. Robinson.
Yes, I do have a couple items for you. First, I'd like to report that the city's of Houston and Ceres did approve the animal JPA in separate meetings last night. Ceres is subject to the City of Modesto's approval this evening, but good news is that we now have four parties to the JPA, so we're moving forward in a positive way. On the federal level, the Commerce Justice Science Appropriation Bill, the full Senate did pass the committee, the Commerce Justice Science Bill, containing a $300,000 appropriation for interoperability for public safety. You may recall that the House had previously passed their version of the bill, which contains $250,000 for the county. The bill will go to conference committee to reconcile the difference between the House and the Senate version. But the good news is that we do have an earmark in both the Senate and the House. At the state level, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger estimated earlier this week that California's budget will fall out of balance somewhere between $5 and $7 million, on top of the earlier anticipated $7.4 million. So we're beginning to creep up on the estimate that I provided to you last June or July of $15 billion. Now they're at $12.4 to $14.4 billion shortfall in the anticipated for the 2010-11 fiscal year, and I would anticipate that you'll see that number as part of the governor's January proposed budget. The we have an interesting new piece of news that some of you may have heard in the discussion yesterday in Fresno before the Fresno Bee, the Governor Schwarzenegger was meeting with the representatives of the Fresno Bee editorial board, and at his side was our own Senator Dave Cogdale under discussion relative to the filling of the lieutenant governor's position, which was vacated with John Garamendi's election to Congress last week. Governor Schwarzenegger did indicate that Senator Cogdale is on a short list for consideration for lieutenant governor. So something that came as a surprise, a very welcome one, certainly. But we'll keep you apprised, and I'm sure you'll read more about this in the days and weeks ahead. And that's all I have.
And thank you, Mr. Robinson. We will now adjourn to closed session. Mr. Doring?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. We have conference with legal counsel to discuss anticipated litigation involving two cases pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, Subdivision C, and we do not anticipate any report out.
We will now adjourn to closed session.